From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings the next portion of a message entitled The Division of the Land, part of his series in the book of Joshua. In chapter 13, verses 6 and 7, and the opening verses of chapter 14, the Lord gave Joshua instructions about the allotment of the land of Canaan to the various tribes. In applying this narrative to the church, Dr. Cairns has been emphasizing the themes of unity among believers, as well as of the diversity in God's sovereign distribution of gifts among His people. As we've seen, the Lord's provision for His church is perfect. Each believer is ideally placed to carry out God's will for his life. Then, God's provision is plentiful. There's more than enough for each believer's need. In addition, the Lord's provision is particular. He has specific gifts and a specific place for each of His children. Furthermore, the Lord's purpose in His provision is sovereign and it is wise. The assurance of that gives God's servants great confidence as they labor for Him. It will produce a spirit of contentment with where the Lord has placed His servant, as well as with the divine allotment for temporal needs. This assurance of the Lord's sovereign provision will produce a challenge to conquer territory that is currently in enemy hands. Dr. Cairns will continue the message in a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text comes from 2 Chronicles chapter 25 and verse 9. And Amaziah said to the man of God, But what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? And the man of God answered, The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. A very important question this seemed to be to the king of Judah, and possibly it is of even more weight with the tried and tempted Christian. To lose money is at no times pleasant, and when principle involves it, the flesh is not always ready to make the sacrifice. Why lose that which may be so usefully employed? May not the truth itself be bought too dear? What shall we do without it? Remember the children and our small income. All these things and 1,000 more would tempt the Christian to put forth his hand to unrighteous gain, or stay himself from carrying out his conscientious convictions when they involve serious loss. All men cannot view these matters in the light of faith, and even with the followers of Jesus, the doctrine of we must live has quite sufficient weight. The Lord is able to give thee much more than this is a very satisfactory answer to the anxious question. Our Father holds the purse strings, and what we lose for His sake, He can repay 1,000-fold. It is ours to obey His will, and we may rest assured that He will provide for us. The Lord will be no man's debtor at last. Saints know that a grain of heartsease is of more value than a ton of gold. He who wraps a threadbare coat about a good conscience has gained a spiritual wealth far more desirable than any he has lost. God's smile and a dungeon are enough for a true heart. His frown and a palace would be hell to a gracious spirit. Let the worst come to the worst. Let all the talents go. We have not lost our treasure, for that is above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Meanwhile, even now, the Lord maketh the meek to inherit the earth, and no good thing doth He withhold from them that walk uprightly.
Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath His wings of love abide, God will take care of you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. very important for a preacher, if he's not going to become a lick spittle and a lackey, a time server in a church, to know he comes with God's message, with God's appointment, and with God's authority. When I come to this pulpit, I do not come as the world's greatest preacher. But I do not come with finely spun little theories either. I come having cried to God for His message, for His will, for His word, for His power. And I fear no man's face when I preach that word, because God's purpose in giving His people their place and power to serve is to give them confidence. Paul told the Corinthians, your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You remember Jephthah in the Old Testament, the book of Judges? The king of Ammon was laying claim to the land, saying that Israel had stolen it from the Ammonites. Jephthah's answer is given in Judges 11:23. He said, the Lord God of Israel hath dispossessed the Amorites from before his people Israel, and shouldest thou possess it? Wilt not thou possess that which Chemosh thy God giveth thee to possess? So whomsoever the Lord our God shall drive out from before us, them will we possess. What's his argument? His argument is this: the Lord gave to us, and he's speaking particularly of the tribes on the eastern side of Jordan, the Lord has given to us these territories, and therefore with confidence we will face any man, any nation, for God has given them, and they're ours from His hand. The second thing that this produces, this purpose of God, is contentment. Each tribe had something different from the other tribes, but each tribe knew it had God's best. Judah did not have the kind of territory, for example, that Dan inherited, and vice versa. But yet each tribe had the confidence of knowing the Lord has done this, and therefore the contentment of knowing that this is God's best for us. Contentment with our lot from the hand of God. That's something that's almost forgotten. If you read the old Puritan sermons, you will find that this was a subject upon which they expounded quite largely. How that God's people should be content in the lot that God had given them in life. Now, they were not saying, do not get educated and go for a better position, or to prepare yourself for the ministry or the gospel of Christ. We're not saying that. They indeed preached also that every man should apply himself. This was what was called the Protestant work ethic. Apply himself to the fullest commitment of his time and talents and abilities. Make the best use. The old Puritan language was improve the situation that God had given. They didn't mean make it better than God could make it. They meant make the best use of what God has given you. But with all that improvement, they kept hammering home to the consciences of the people that they would live in the contentment of knowing that their situation was God-given. In other words, the plowman should not be discontent that he wasn't an Oxford Don. John Owen, the great theologian, had to battle this, that he was not discontented because he couldn't preach like John Bunyan. It is said that Owen said, "All my learning, I would give it all to be able to preach like the tinker from Bedford. To be content where God has placed you. Godliness with contentment is great gain." Paul said, and he was speaking, I know, particularly of situations of great personal want and need, or situations of relative ease when people would give gifts to the work of the ministry. He said, "I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content." When you know you are where the Lord has placed you, that you are doing what the Lord has led to your hand, then you've confidence to do it, but you've contentment in doing it. It also produces a challenge. You see, contentment is not to breed laziness. Contentment is contentment with our God. It's contentment with His provision in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not to sit back and say, "Well, now thank God I've arrived, there's nothing left to do." No, with the contentment, the Lord's purpose in giving us His provision is to produce a challenge. Each tribe in Israel had to go into the land that God gave them and dispossess the enemy that was then in occupation. Each tribe had a particular and peculiar opportunity to prove God and to serve God. They had to get their eyes off every other tribe and get their eyes on their own particular service and concentrate on the job in hand. That's the challenge to every church and every Christian. I think we tend to be a little like Peter in John 21, verse 20 and 22. Peter, having had the Lord examine him and talk to him about his own future service, he said, looking at John, "Lord, what shall this man do?" And in verse 22, Jesus said, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? What shall this man do?" And the Master says, "What business is that of yours? Your business is in these words, follow thou me." That's your business. There is a challenge here to go on with God. Now let me bring this down to a very, very simple level. God has been very gracious to us. The Lord has daily loaded us with benefits. He has saved us. He has kept us. He has granted us the manifestation of His Spirit. He has brought us into the fellowship of His people. He has granted us the spiritual means to serve Him effectively. Let me ask you what you're doing with all that. What are you doing with it? I'm going to make the bold statement, I would to God that I were wrong. But there are Christians who sit here with a holy countenance, apparently, and their heart is backslidden and cold. There was a time when you served your God with zeal, but that time has gone. There was a time when day by day you'd be in the secret place laboring in prayer, but the days of intense prayer are now all history. There was a time when yours was the voice of witness, when wherever you went, men and women would hear of Jesus Christ from your lips. You had no greater delight than to seek and win the lost for the Savior. But today, you sit back, you think you're at ease in Zion. In reality, you're backslidden. There is a challenge there to follow Christ, to go through with God our vows to pay, our all upon the altar lay, to dispossess Satan and his hosts to take what is rightly ours in Jesus Christ. There is new ground for you to take in your life. There's new territory for us to take over and conquer in Jesus' name in our own experience. There is new territory to take in this area and in this state and nation for the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the challenge. God has placed us here with a challenge. Then the fourth thing that this God's purpose in this provision produces is consecration. Notice the special provision for the tribe of Levi. Levi had no particular allotment of territory. Levi, as a tribe, was scattered throughout all the other tribes. The reason was clear. The Lord desired His truth to be upheld in all the land. The Lord wanted every Israelite to live in the full enjoyment of His covenant. The presence of the Levites was to say to all Israel, whatever their earthly situation, get your eyes on the Lord, trust Him, and serve Him with all faithfulness. That's still the message of God to His people today. The Scripture asks the question, who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Good question, isn't it? Who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Who then among God's people is willing to come to terms with God's rightful challenge to his life and his rightful claim on his life? Confess the backsliding and the sin and the failure of the past, and honestly before God say, Lord, I am willing to consecrate my service. I may not be brilliant, but all I am and have belongs to Christ. I may not have long to live, but every day God gives me belongs to Christ. I consecrate my service this day to the Lord.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.